In the locker room, and I see all the guys, they standing up, they ready to go. And I think Coach Johnson in there pumped up, juiced up, got the energy, he ready to go. So,
Yeah.
and when I seen that, I already knew what time it was. They were playing Penn State as well, too. So,
Let's get it. Hey, it's Chuck. We are not bemoaning the noon kickoff. We are now owning it. It's a badge of honor. We're the lunatic fringe that defines our coach's legacy when it comes to this game. They don't get to define that outside the family. Dude, we're cut from a different cloth for Ohioans. He's got it all, man. He's even got the jaw. You know the jaw? You see that jaw and you're just like, yeah, man, that's a dude. Do I want Michigan to beat Oklahoma? No way in hell. I don't know what world I'm living in. This is insane to me. And if you saw my outburst, I apologize. It's showtime now. And welcome into Juck on Bucks for a boom day Saturday with Carlos May, a big time commit for the Buckeyes as they have done it. They have officially landed the best defensive line class at Ohio State in the modern recruiting era, securing the commitment from Carlos May, their fourth defensive lineman of the cycle. Carlos, a top 100 overall player via Rivals, the number 78 player in the country, their number 7 defensive tackle, 247's number 120 overall, 11 defensive tackle. And at 6'3", 320 pounds, a total menace in the middle. This is not a double team eating dude. This is a guy who's going to go make plays. 43 tackles from the nose and 4 sacks. Checks all the boxes, plays with exceptional strength in his hands, leverage, big time burst. A nightmare for high school offensive linemen. And I think the work ethic and the skill to make that convert to the college level. But this is an athlete first and foremost. This is a guy who competes in track and field, top 5 in the shot put in the state, where we'd expect most big men to participate in track and field, but he also runs. Oftentimes, Larry Johnson, when he's recruiting a guy, because he has coached so many guys, that he's coached kind of every different body style and put somebody like you, if you're the recruit, into the NFL, he can pull that film up and show them exactly what that player's doing and say, I can make you just like this. I wanted to ask Carlos who Larry Johnson put up there for him and said, I'm going to make you like this. And I asked him that, and he gave me a really interesting answer. A big personality. You're going to enjoy this. First, let's check out his film real quick, and then we'll roll in to what Carlos May had to say. And joining us on the program today for the latest edition of 10 Questions with Juck, the latest Buckeyes commitment number 19 in the class of 2027, number 4 on the defensive line. Thank you for joining us today, Carlos May. Appreciate you coming on, buddy.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man, for having me.
Hey, it's been a long summer for you as one of the top prospects in the country at one of the most valuable positions in football. How does it feel to finally have this now behind you and be able to concentrate back on football full force as you enter into your senior year?
It honestly feels great. Like, I just love the fact that I was able to kind of just go through the whole process. Also, just be able to take everything in, be able to have all the information that I need to have, and I'll just go into my senior year ready to dominate. So, yeah.
Ready to dominate. Now, there's a lot of big guys that get pushed into football because there's a future in it if they're good at it. And some of them don't really show a lot of passion for the game. That's not you. Your film shows a guy that is just full of fire. Like, you really seem to love the game itself. What's it mean to you to be a football player in the lineup on Saturday, Fridays, and soon to be Saturdays?
To me, I think it just means like that means everything to me. I think football is just like my safe place. It's like I get peace from playing football, and like anything going on in my mind, I'm able to go out there and whoop somebody in front of me for a whole 4 quarters. So I think football is just one of those things that just, you know, if you love it, you love it. And if you treat football right, football gonna treat you back. And so, yeah, you just gotta love it.
So you're an Alabama kid, and much of your recruitment, an Ohio guy, Alex Golish, down at Auburn in his first year, was recruiting you pretty hard. And I thought for a while there, you were probably gonna end up there. Then you took your official visit to Georgia. And you came out of that Georgia official visit thinking that was probably your leader. And after that, you had your Ohio State official scheduled. Did you think things were going to work out with you? Did Ohio State feel like a long shot at that point? Or, I mean, did you feel like you were going to probably stick close to home? And did they surprise you when you came up here for your official?
Honestly, I just, in my opinion, I think that it was 50-50 going to the visit. I think that that Georgia visit, and the Auburn, just the Georgia visit, that was just kind of like a, I don't know, like, man, like, and that also felt like home to me. But I did go to Ohio State that they were going to shock me and that they was going to show me some things that I just felt like I needed to see. So when I went to the visit, I just was like, wow, like everything that I need to see, development plan, culture, the standard there, like everything that I just needed to see, it was just like all in my face. So after that, man, I just like was kind of already knew. Like, I was like, okay, yeah, this might be the spot to be. This is a place that I need to come if I want to be successful.
So we talked probably, I don't know, a couple days after your official visit, and there were five defensive tackles that were scheduled to come in for official visits. And Ohio State basically canceled all of those and just brought you in. Did they talk to you about that at all?
Yes, sir. Basically, they mentioned that a few times. I know probably about two, three times at least. They mentioned to me that they had Marcus, DJ, Wyatt on the board, and they just needed me to finish the last process. So that'll be considered probably one of the greatest defensive line class, you know, to probably ever do it. And so I think if all four of us going through the process, I think we all know where we want to be at, and we all chasing greatness. We're chasing development, so I think that's going to be.
So that's one of my questions. So you guys have talked about this. You guys understand that basically in the modern recruiting era, this would be Ohio State's best defensive line class ever.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you guys are all top 100. So you probably watched Ohio State win the national championship with Jack Sawyer and JT Tuimoloau. That defensive line class was the previous best ever. You guys on paper are better, and it's really exciting, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for it. The future holds for us.
So obviously you feel great about Larry Johnson, who is legendary. Yep. And when Larry Johnson recruits a guy that he really likes, a lot of times he'll have a player comp of a guy that is kind of built like him, that that he has had success putting in the league and done some great things with, or had a great career at Ohio State. Is there anyone that he has compared you to and essentially been like, I'm going to make you Caden McDonald or something like that?
Yeah, it's kind of been like I remember he told me, he said Tyleek Williams.
And yeah. Caden,
like in a combination, but a little twitchier. So that's what he told me. Yeah, he told me that a few times.
Okay, so. Okay. That would be one heck of a ball player. But honestly, it sounds about spot on. What's your height and weight at right now?
I'm 6'3", 320 right now, so. Yeah, I'm still trying to up and down. Probably get around that 315, 310 range before the season starts. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
You're pretty lean. I've seen your pictures recently. You're obviously a gym junkie. You seem to really like lifting weights.
Definitely.
Recently, Ohio State has made some inroads in Alabama. You know, you've got Zion Grady on the defensive line, Emmanuel Ruffin, James Smith, Quay Roosdaw. This is something new to us. Did that have anything to do with your decision, the fact that you've seen so many other guys from Bama up there?
Honestly, I just feel like it didn't really have nothing to do with my decision. But, you know, it was a little motivating just saying that, you know, guys from down south could come up north and be a heck of a ball players and just get developed and just, you know, go on to the next level and be successful. So, yeah, when I think about it like that, I guess you could say that.
Now, you are a guy who has also participated in track and field.
Yes, sir.
And usually when that's a big dude, we're talking shot put, discus, which you've done both. I think you were a top five in the state at the shot put. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But you also run track. And I've got a video clip that I want to show everybody right now. I'm going to pull this up, Carlos. This is you. You can tell us about this after I play it here. Just a quick clip of you on the track.
I was 17, same age.
You're 17 right there.
Yeah, just
there. And you are on a, is that a four-man relay?
Yes, sir. It was a four-man relay.
It's like that almost looks like it's not physically possible for a dude your size to run track like that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
On the football field, you play with really good leverage. You got a wide base. You got a strong anchor. You can certainly eat a double team, but you got the athleticism to make plays in the backfield as well. Is that something you've talked to the defensive staff, talked to Larry Johnson about? Like, you want to be a guy that makes plays, not just takes on double teams?
Yes, sir. And that has something to do with my decision as well, because I want to go to a school where I can feel like I'm going to be able to get developed to the point where I can not only just sit there and hold runs, but I can also get after the quarterback. I can also use my pass rush ability. And not only that, I can get tools added to my box to the point where I'm rushing the passer, I'm stuffing the run, I'm just being a versatile player. And so me and Coach Johnson, me and Coach Patricia, we talked about that as well. So I'm gonna be able to rush the passer, you know, because they have vertical defense as well. So I think the defense is not primarily set up for the linebackers or for other people to make plays. I think the defense is kind of set up for the defensive line to get out to the ball and linebackers just be there for protection or be there for secondhand help. So, yeah, that's another thing I looked at too.
That's great, because, you know, a lot of big guys sometimes get pigeonholed into, you know, you're just going to be here and let the backers make the plays. But, Ohio State, if you can do it, man, they're going to let you do it. And that's great. All right. Last question, and I'll get you out of here on this. And sometimes I get a really funny answer about this, particularly from you guys down south. Columbus, Ohio, you had never been. So before you came up your first time, what was your impression of what you were walking into? What did you think it was going to be like?
Honestly, so from my perspective, I've been to Columbus before, because I have family that lived down there as well. So I've been to Columbus before, but for the football perspective, I really didn't know what to expect, because all the things that I was seeing on social media, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, you know, just all the little edits, the clips of Coach Day, just the team, the corral as a group, I didn't know what to expect. So, I mean, when I got there, it's just like, even starting from the locker room, like, I'd actually go deep in the locker room before the game, but I can definitely tell, like, outside of the locker room where Coach Day's sick office was or something like that, I went in there and had to talk to him. I looked in the locker room, and I see all the guys, they standing up, they ready to go. And I think Coach Johnson in there pumped up, juiced up, got the energy, he ready to go. So, yeah. And when I seen that, I already knew what time it was. They were playing Penn State as well, too. So, they went out there, and they handled business with that. So, I seen that, and it was just like, oh, yeah, this is my type of vibe, because I'm the type of player. There's a couple of clips out there somewhere. Y'all probably can go find them. But I'm the type of player, pregame, I get in that mode, and not only do I get in that mode, I get everybody else around me in that mode too. So, you know, I just feel like that was something that stood out to me as well. Just the culture, like I always mentioned, just the culture that was a big important piece to me. So once I seen that, I was just like, okay, cool. I got to come back up here. That's how I kind of went down.
Yeah, buddy, you got it up. You got the juice, man. I love it. I love it about your game. I'm going to show everybody the film of you here. And we are obviously up here in Buckeye Nation extremely happy to get you to finalize this defensive line class, which we look to dominate college football for the next couple of years. So thank you so much. Congratulations. And thank you for joining us, buddy.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate y'all for having me. Y'all will be that type of guy that's going to come in, go learn, and go get developed, and going to be an automatic game changer. So appreciate y'all.
Love it, man. Have a great one.
All right, man. You too.
So there you go. That's Carlos, a confident, personable young guy, and for good reason. He's a dog and he knows it. And now when we look at this class of 2027, when I look at classes, I'm no longer just looking at every individual class to check every single box. I just don't think it's possible to make that happen. And if that is the expectation in this era, you're going to come short every time. So I'm more looking at positions in blocks of 2 years. And when we look at these last 2 years, on the defensive line, what Ohio State has done in 26 and 27, you know, we've seen the last 4 or 5 years disappointments concerning top edge guys, but there haven't been many top tier interior guys as well. And now when we look at 26 and 27, we've got Damari Simeon, Emmanuel Ruffin, Jameer Perez, and then you bring in this 2 year block, Carlos May on the inside. That is a formidable four-pack of guys that'll be the future of the inside. And then on the outside, you've got in the last two cycles, 3 5-stars in Kari Wilder, DJ Jacobs, Marcus Fakatuo, and then top 100 right now, top 50, Wyatt Smith, I believe will finish a 5-star. And you're looking at 4 5-star edges. And Dre Quinn is a kicker who is also a dude, in my opinion. It just might take him a little longer to be physically what those guys are walking in. But absolute top tier in the country. We're looking at a group of guys that if you have a 70% success rate, Just 70% of them live up to who we think they will be. I mean, this will be the best in the country for a couple of years just off of this crew right here. And it is exciting. Looking at the rest of the class in totality on the defensive side of the ball, the Buckeyes have done a great job, obviously, on the line. But Quentin Cypher, Prince Goldsby, two diverse studs to add to James Laurinaitis' room at cornerback with Massillon's Deontay Malone, St. Thomas Aquinas' Jaden Carey, and at safety, Eli Johnson, three blue-chip prospects that I really like to varying degrees, and then Angelo Smith, the three-star on the defense, Jeremiah's little brother, who is a really good safety, but 5'8". We'll see if he catches that growth spurt. It's definitely worth a shot because you would hate to have a situation where he goes somewhere else, hits that growth spurt, and turns into an All-American, and you're like, what? You had an opportunity to bring in JJ's brother. Take a swing, and let's see. He's got a big chip on his shoulder and certainly wants to prove everybody to everybody that he is his own man and he's a dog in his own right. So I'm not going to doubt him. Now, there we go. Carlos May. We've now got the decision from David Gabriel George coming up next, and we'll see what happens here in a couple days. I'm sure we'll do another one of these videos. Join us live for David Gabriel George's decision at 5 p.m. on the 22nd, and I'll talk to you then. Have a good one. Chuck and Bucks out.